Blog Talk Radio.
You can start sharing. It should pop up in just a minute. Thank you. And that's completely ruined your life. You didn't know I started ticking. So I want you to be able to archive these things.
I got to do the, I need to make it work.
But I got you on the YouTube for now.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Well, grace and peace, beloved, and welcome. This is the Prophet's Table with Prophet Russell Tenoa, the son of Blue Fire. And I want to welcome you here at this great show. Listen, I'm so excited that you're with me. And as you're coming on, we're asking you to please swipe, share, invite, tag someone in. Tonight, we will be talking about divine healing. And I'm going to give you some words on divine healing. I'm going to give you some scriptures on divine healing. And I want you to just take the word of God and run with it. Because on tonight, somebody is going to experience the healing power of God. I want you to know that I still believe in miracles. And guess what? Miracles, signs, and wonders take place here at the Prophet's Table. Again, I am the son of Blue Fire, where the fire of God resides, and it will be released into your life on tonight. So again, please tag, share, swipe, invite someone in that you know that need a healing from the Father. You will be able to call in live as well at 563-999-3060. And so you'll be able to call in. I will be able to pray for you live. Amen. And before we go any further, I want to lift up, amen, in prayer, amen. And also, I have some people that we want to pray for, amen. I have one of my 16-year-old students, those who may not know that I am a history teacher, for some time now, she caught a real bad flu, and that flu caused her to go through some traumatic things in her life. They had to, she was in a coma at one time and all different kinds of stuff that was going on. So I'm not going to call her name, but we're going to pray for her. She will be going in on Wednesday. They had to actually cut a piece of her skull out some time ago. And so now they get ready to go back in and replace, I believe, the part of the skull that they took out. And so we're just excited that God is getting ready to do something great and something powerful in this young lady's life. So we lifted up her mom, we're lifting up her twin sister, we're lifting up her other sisters and brothers and her father. We're just lifting up the whole family. Amen. So I'm just believing God that God is getting ready to do something supernatural in her life, in her family's life. Amen. So we want to lift that up in prayer. Also, I saw on Facebook that there was a young man that was missing here in Jacksonville. And so we want to lift that up as well. And any other thing that you know that you need the Father to do, listen, you can put your prayer requests, amen, in the comment section. Tick your phone, and since you're live, you are able to type into the comment section your prayer request, and I will be able to see it. You can also inbox me, Prophet Russell Taylor or Russell Taylor on Facebook, and I will be able to get that inbox as well. And my wife, Pastor Sheila, Prophet Sheila, she sends her love. She will be back with me on Saturday morning. Amen. On Saturday morning, she will be back with me. Amen. So I see here we have Lakeisha here. We have Zay Johnson. God bless you. We have Pastor Wilson, Brother Wilson. Amen. Bless you so much for joining us. And everybody, we just thank you. Amen. For everyone that is here. So again, you will be able to call in, but hold off on the call in. I will let you know again when it will be time to call in. Amen. So we can give our technicians time enough to release those calls. But I'm telling you, God is up to something great, and I am truly excited in what he is about to do in our lives. So let us pray. Father, we thank you now. We give you glory. We give you praise, oh God. Father, we lift up, oh God, that we lift that young lady up, oh God, to you, oh God, the 16-year-old that is going through in her body. And Father, we thank you now for divine healing. We thank you now for divine protection. We just thank you, oh God, for what you are about to do. And Father, even that young man that is missing, we pray now that the angels that is in charge of him, that the angel that's in charge of him will guide him and lead him back to the right place, oh God. We give you glory, God, and we pray that everything that will be corrected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you glory and we give you praise. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer, and we say thank you for it today. And, Father, I pray that divine healing will take place. Amen. And thank God. So, again, on tonight, we will be talking about divine healing. Amen. So, start writing down what you want God to do. Amen. Take notes if you can. Amen. On these subjects. Amen. I'm going to try to read the scriptures. If I don't read the scriptures, I will give you the scriptures that you will be able to read them in your leisure, in your time of study. Amen. Because divine healing is something great, something powerful that needs to take place. Amen. And so we want you to receive everything that the Father has for you. Amen. And so we don't want you to miss out, because the Bible says healing is the children's bread. Amen. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. And so we want you to receive what God has for you. We want to take the limits off of God. Why? Because he took the limits off of you. Amen. So in the place of you, excuse me for looking down. I'm trying to coordinate something as well as I'm doing this. So I do apologize for looking down. I know some people, it is not professional to look down, but I do apologize for that, but just bear with me, amen, amen. So, God is still on the throne, and God is doing some great things, and we want you to be encouraged in the things of God. I understand that things may not be working out the way you want it to work out in your body, in your mind, or what have you. But God is going to take your situation, your circumstances, and do something great inside of you. So what is divine healing? Healing through divine intervention as in response to prayer or because of faith, a method employing prayer or faith in the hope of receiving such healing. Amen. Amen. So we wanted to give you, amen, that particular meaning or that particular definition of divine healing. So let's look at Luke chapter 5, verse 17 says, And the power of the Lord was present to heal them all. Don't you know that there's a power? The power of the living God is present right now, right where you're at, and his power is able to to heal you, is able to deliver you, is able to take out that sting of trauma that you're going through. Listen, I'm telling you by the power of the living God that God's hand is on your life. God is getting ready to take your ailment. God is getting ready to take your emotions. God is getting ready to take everything that's dealing with you, and he's going to do something total supernatural in your life. It's going to amaze people that know that you were sick, that know that you was going through in your mind, that you know that things were transpiring in your body. And they're going to, listen, the doctor already said that there's nothing that they can do. There's nothing else they can do. But guess what? I serve the chief physician, the chief doctor, and he's the one that has the last say-so. I have a question to ask you. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord, or are you going to believe what they say? Whoever they are you going to believe what they say, or are you going to believe what God says? If God says that he has all power to heal all diseases, all power to heal every ailment, every infirmity, then you need to stand on the word of the living God. Why? Because he is the one that has the last say so. You listen, I'm telling you right now, you no longer need to be operating in the spirit of fear, operating in the spirit of anxiety, but you need to operate in the faith of God that he has given you. Y'all have heard me say this before, that the Bible says that he has given every man or dealt every man the measure of faith. So whatever the measure that he has given you, operate in that measure. Why? Because that measure is what's going to move God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. That measure that he has dealt you is going to be the measure that is going to move God. Your measure of faith will cause heaven to be penetrated. It will cause heaven to open up on your behalf. And God will move because he is moved by faith. Come on, somebody. He's not moved by tears. He's moved by faith. So it says here in Luke chapter, I see a Deja LeCount, my old classmate, God bless you. It says in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, he says, and the power of the Lord that was present to heal them. I'm telling you now, right now, the power of the Lord is present to heal them. The them is you. The them is the very person that you are asking God to move on your behalf for. Listen, there are people that's on your heart. You may not be sick. You may not be nothing wrong with you. But guess what? There's somebody that you believe in God for. There's somebody, I see Darrell, Darrell Calhoun, God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Kenya Miller, God bless you. Listen, I'm telling you, divine healing is taking place right now as I speak. That's why he said in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, and I'm going to read it again, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord is present right where you are to heal you, to deliver you, and to set you free. Again, this is why he said in Psalm 107:20 that he sent his word and his word healed. He didn't listen. His word healed, his word delivered them out of their destruction, out of their distress. So right now, I send the word of healing. I send the word of joy. I send the word of prosperity your way. I send the word that you will be made whole on this day. Let's look at key number one. Where does sickness come from? There was no place for sickness and disease in the original plan of God. Don't you know that in the original plan of God, there was no sickness or diseases? But watch this. Upon completion of the work of each creation day, God looked upon it with approval and saw that it was very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was morning, the sixth day. So everything that God did, he did it in perfection. But because of the fall of Adam, the fall of the things that happened in the garden, it caused sickness to resonate. It caused the world to change. Okay? Two, God never intended for man to be sick in body, but rather that he have physical health as well as that of soul and spirit. Listen, there are some of you, or you may know somebody that is not only physically sick, but they are spiritually sick. Their soul is sick. But the divine power of the living God is so heavy and so present right now till I am believing God that you will walk in your fullness, that you will walk in your divine healing, you will walk in your divine purpose of what he created you to walk in. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. So let's get to the place of God where we stand on the word of the living God. We can listen. I know we just, and I'm just hearing the spirit as I'm going through this. I'm hearing more in the spirit that even though we came out of Mother's Day or whatever, there's still people are mourning the loss of their mother. And I can't tell you when that's going to be over, because guess what? That's your mother. But one thing I do know, God will heal you. God will literally take your heart and he will massage your heart and he will continue to hold you in the hollow of your hand. There's nothing wrong with you missing your mother. That's your mother. That's the one that gave birth to you. So you have the right to go miss your mother. I took my mother on yesterday to go to my grandmother's vault, to her tomb, to the graveyard on yesterday. And I guess I never really paid no attention of how many people come out on Mother's Day to visit their mother at the graveside. Just to say, hello, Mom, and I miss you, and put fresh flowers down. You have the right to do that. You cannot, don't allow nobody tell you that you can't go see your mother. And she's dead and gone. That's beside the point, whether she's dead or gone. You still think on the good memories that you all had, and you love, and you live in that moment. But I'm telling you by the power of the living God, that God is healing you right now. He don't want you to still be in that same state that you in, okay? So you will find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Then you will find it in 3 John chapter 2. Now watch this. However, with sin, watch this. However, with sin came sickness into the world. And so death has upon all men. You will find that in Romans chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 14. You will also find it in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, Genesis chapter 3. Verse 17. Key 2. Jesus, watch this. Jesus undid at Calvary the deeds of the destroyer, which is Satan. 1 John chapter 3 and 8. Okay? Although the work of the cross, the believer can attain physical health as well as the salvation of his soul. When you talk about divine healing, it's also dealing with physical health, as well as the salvation of your soul. There are some of you that are connected to people who also need not just physical healing, but they need salvation. And you have to be in the place of God to offer that divine healing to them. Are you equipped enough to talk about your God? Are you equipped enough to talk about what God did in your life? Are you able to open up your mouth, or are you just so shy that you cannot just talk about the goodness of the Lord? Listen, we don't have time for shy. We don't have time for timid, but we do have time for boldness. I'm speaking to you right now that you need to get bold in God, and you need to let the world know, blow the shofar in Zion, blow the trumpet in Zion, to let them know that God is a healer, and he wants to heal you right where you at. Not only he wants to heal you, but he wants to save you. I'm going to say it again. Not only he wants to heal you, but he wants to save you. Listen, the best healing that you ever can get is salvation. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. The best healing that you ever can get is salvation. Because I have seen people, listen to me, I have seen people who came up to the altar that was sick, had all kinds of ailments, could have HIV, cancer, whatever. But because they called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and they confessed that they was a sinner, but they asked the Lord to come into their life, and guess what? When the Lord came into their life, they instantaneously got healed. Or it was a process of them walking through their healing because their soul got right. Lord, I hope this is good. I hope this is good. So if you get your soul right, I believe God will get your body right as well. And then guess what? There's things that we have to do as well to get our bodies right. Confession is good for the soul. This is why he said, if you have an ought with your brother, if you go to them and you confess your ought, you can confess that you're mad. You can confess that you're angry. Guess what? God can intervene, and God can come in to heal that broken heart. God can come in and heal what's going on. God can mend that broken relationship. There are some relationships that God is going to do some divine healing in. There are some brothers, there are some sisters, there are some aunties, and there are some nieces and nephews that need some divine healing in their relationship. Wow. I hear you, Lord. There are some divine healing in relationship. God is repairing relationships on tonight. Through the work of the cross, the believer can attain physical health as well as the salvation of his or her soul. You will find that in Isaiah 53:5. You will also find that in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. You will also find it in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Watch this. Therefore, physical healing is closely associated in the scriptures with spiritual deliverance and forgiveness of sin. Psalms 103:3. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24. Isaiah 53, verses 3-5. Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. And Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Mark 2, 1 through 12. Then you have Luke chapter 5. You have Acts chapter 5, excuse me, Luke chapter 5, verse 18. Then you have Acts chapter 5, verse 16. And then you have James chapter 5, verse 15. I know this is a lot, but I want you to be able to get this. You will be able to go through these scriptures as I'm giving them to you. And you can always save this video on your Facebook archives, and you'll be able to replay and replay and replay. Because I'm telling you, God is up to something great in your life. Watch this. What are the spiritual requirements necessary for attaining physical healing? One must first have the desire to be healed. So my question to you, and get ready to start calling in, 563-999-3060. You're able to call in, the phone lines are open. That number is on your screen, 563-999-3060. Amen. And so those of you that need healing in your body, need healing in your mind, and you are all, you need soul salvation, God is on the line to see about your need. So he says, you first must have a desire to be healed. So many people have been having their ailments, their infirmities, for a long time, but what's going on is they so conditioned to their sickness. But do you have the desire for God to do what he needs to do? I have a desire for you, but do you have a desire? Can you believe? And guess what? In some instances, some people cannot believe that God will do it. So guess what? My faith will move on God. My faith will cause heaven to respond for somebody else. So one way or the other, I'm believing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He said he's going to heal you. That you will be able to walk in divine healing. He must believe that God is able to heal him. I'm sorry, let's go back to having the desire to be healed. That would be Matthew chapter 20, verse 30 to 33, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Then you have John chapter 5, verse 6. John chapter 5, verse 6. Okay? Now, he or she must believe that God is able to heal them. I'm going to put it like this. God is well able to heal you. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is well able to cleanse you, to wash you, to heal you, and to make you whole. That's just who he is. And that's the type of God that we serve. Matthew chapter 8 and 10, Luke 17 and 19, Acts chapter 3, verse 16, And then you have Matthew chapter 9, but I'm going to put a note with Matthew chapter 9, verse 19, excuse me, verse 23. And the note is, this was the only question that Jesus asked. Read it. This was the only question that Jesus asked. Excuse me. This was the only question that Jesus asked them, is what I'm trying to say. Watch this. The promises, the promise of healing has always been, the promise of healing has always been upon your obedience to God's command. If, you will find it in Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, Exodus 15 and 26. Watch this. Although the promises of the healing was primarily intended for the people of God, his healing hand of mercy may be extended even to the unsaved. Don't you know God would heal the unsaved? Yes, the Bible says that healing is for the children bred, but healing is for everybody. Some people are not going to end up being a believer, but because they got healed, it will cause them to become a believer. Mmm. 563-999-3063. Again, 563-999-3060. You were able to call in at this time. I know this is a lot, but I want you to be equipped and believe what the word of the Lord says. Jesus healed a man blind from birth, whose only understanding of the Lord was that he must have been sent from God. See John chapter 9, 35 to 37. The Lord honored the intent of his faith and sought him out himself, that he might further reveal himself to him. The man got saved and worship God. Right there, it's showing you that this man was blind from birth, didn't know too much about the Father, but because he was desperate and he needed his sight, he wanted his sight, he had a desire. Because don't you know, listen to this, don't you know we have all kinds of desires, and our desires will push us to different places. Our desire will push us to do different things. But is your desire pushing you to walk in healing and wholeness and salvation? Are you feeding your desire? What is your desire eating? Did Jesus always minister immediately relief from sickness and disease? Scripture shows that unusually, the healing Jesus ministered was received immediately. Matthew 9:22, Mark 1:31. Luke 5:13, John chapter 5 and 9. So you will find that people will instantly get healed. I prayed for a man. I did a three-night revival here in Jacksonville some years ago at Elder Benson, I want to say Benson. No, what, I can't remember his name now. But I prayed for this gentleman in the service, And he was an older guy, and he had back issues, and his back was messed up. And it's on my Facebook page now. And I prayed for that man. That man started leaping and jumping, screaming and hollering. He was every bit about 60-something years old. But when the power of God hit him, he instantly received his healing. And as Bishop Z said, it was the blue fire. I don't claim to be nothing but a servant of God. But I know when I did the study on the blue fire and what it represented, and knew what the colors was and understood and did the study on fire and the colors of fire, it is documented that it's blue fire. And it's one of the highest levels of fire, and it's the fire of purification. And that's what God is saying tonight, that he is allowing me to release the blue fire of him. I operate in the blue fire. Listen to this. It says, however, the blind man was healed in two steps. You will find that in Mark chapter 8, verse 23 and 25. Listen, I'm not reading these scriptures. I need for you to write these scriptures down and study them and read them. I'm here to build up your faith. I'm here to show you that God is up to something great. Even as we're going through what we're going through, as we don't know, we really don't know what everything entails. But one thing I do know, that the God that I serve, the God that you serve, is well able to heal and set you free. Call me, 563-999-3060. Do you need prayer? Do you need me to touch and agree with you? Listen, I don't have no tricks. I don't have no gimmicks. I don't have no schemes. The only thing I have is the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Ghost I use, you will not lose. I'm telling you, you are going to feel better. I had this young lady that follows me, and she called me last week. And she called me over Facebook, and she was screaming. She was hollering. This is no lie. And she was like, Papa Russell, Prophet, I need you to pray for me right now. And I couldn't really understand everything that she was saying. She was saying that her body was going through. She was laying in her bed, and her body was going through. And literally, she was saying that she felt, I believe the thing is called Virgo. I think that's what it is. That her eyes were beginning, she felt like her eyes were beginning to be crossed. Her muscles was being restricted and everything. And I literally labored with that young lady for about 20 so minutes over the phone. But you know why? Because I believe God that before we got off that phone, that we were going to see results. She believed God that if she called the prophet, that God was going to do something powerful in her life, that what thought was going to come back up was not going to come back up. And I'm here to stand and tell you on today that what the enemy thought that he was going to put back in her life, it did not raise his head. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? God is going to do something great. Whether you call in or not, God is still going to do something great. Some of you don't even have to call in. Why? Guess what? You know, the enemy be trying to make you think you going to be embarrassed because you don't get a phone call. Listen, the words that I'm speaking right now is transpiring, is revolutionizing somebody's life where they don't have to call in. Why? Because their faith is grabbing hold onto what we are saying. And right now, we got 330 people plus that is watching us right now. God is doing something in your life. As a matter of fact, listen, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that somebody named Matthew, the Lord is literally healing you. It's like a time when you go to sleep, that you toss and you turn and your sleep been interrupted because of bad dreams. But I'm telling you now, Matthew, that God is healing you. There's the divine healing taking place in your sleep. That your sleep will be sweet. You will get rest and you will not toss and you will not turn anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kim, whoever Kim is, listen, Kim, there's a healing taking place. There's two places that the Lord is healing you. The Lord is healing you in your lower stomach, and then the Lord is healing you in your lower back. Kim, it seemed like that when you bent over and you picked up something, it seemed like that your back went out. But the Lord is readjusting your back right now. I send the word of divine healing your way, Kim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a Tasha, and they call you Tasha for short, seems like. But Tasha, the Lord is doing something in your sinuses. The Lord is doing something in your sinuses. Matter of fact, I hear the Lord say to somebody else, the Lord is healing you from cancer. Somebody's been healed from cancer right now. Pulled out of shock. Somebody's been healed from cancer right now. Cancer is no longer your portion right now. And the enemy, matter of fact, you have been in remission for a while and seem like those things are trying to come back up. But the Lord said he's literally healing you right now. And not only he's healing you, but he's making you whole. Hallelujah. Somebody's going through, I'm speaking to a mother right now. I don't know who you are, but you have lost your children. And this was a hard, this was probably one of the worst Mother's Day that you had, because you started thinking on those time that you had with your son, with your daughter, and the Lord is saying right now, I'm healing your heart. Listen, it's a grieving process. And as I said, I can't tell you when the Lord is going to allow you to come out of that. But if you trust God, God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And God is going to bring justification. God is going to vindicate. Ah, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Listen, call me 563-999-3060. If you need prayer, call me 563-999-3060. God, listen, I'm telling you, listen, somebody need to just leap out and on faith and call me. Call me. Call me. There's a man right now that's being healed from prostate cancer right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Urababa Shanda. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Ushakata Babababanso. In the name of the Lord. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Roberts, I see you. Father God, right now, I lift up Sister Roberts now. Father, you know what Roberts is standing in need of. And Father, I pray right now that divine healing, divine intervention will take place in her life. I do know her situation. And I pray right now, God, that you will totally heal her heart as she goes through her grieving process, as she goes through the memories of God. I pray now that you would heal and you would deliver and you would set free. I thank you now, oh God, that you would do another power can do, oh God. I thank you for the love, your love and your compassion. Compassion is resting on her now. Father, I send the word of healing and wholeness to her right now. Woman, be made whole. Woman, be healed now, even in your emotions, even in your mind, even in your sleep. Be healed and be made whole right now. Even in your home, I speak total healing and total restoration, that everything will line up the way it needs to be lined up in Jesus' name, and walk in that divine healing in Jesus' name. Listen, hallelujah. I speak to, hallelujah, I don't know if this is female Chris or male Chris, but whoever Chris is, the Lord is doing something in your mind. The Lord is doing something in your mind. Divine healing is taking place in your mind. Hallelujah. Divine healing is taking place in your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And matter of fact, you are on medication. And the Lord says, but not on, while you're on this medication, each time you take your medication, you need to pray over your medication. You need to pray over your medication. I'm praying for someone that is, as you pray over, I'm going to get back to this in a minute. As you are praying over your medication, we speak to the bad side effects of it. And we speak that divine healing will take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing it right now. As we are speaking, God is doing it right now. There's someone now. God is healing your eyes. God is healing your eyes. Somebody's ear just popped. It's like deafness been trying to come into your ear. Your ear just popped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Yes. Your ear just popped. Your ear just popped. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. I'm praying now. I'm closing out now. I'm closing out now. But God is doing it. Hallelujah. Divine healing. Whatever your healing is, whatever it is, healing is the children's bread, and I need for you to take the bread and you need to eat it now. You need to take the bread and eat it now. Matter of fact, I know on Saturday the Lord is dropping in my spirit that we will be taking Holy Communion on Saturday morning with me and my wife. So get your Holy Communion. Get your Holy Communion, and we will be taking Holy Communion on Saturday. God is going to continue doing some healing even on Saturday. I see what the Lord is saying, and I hear what the Lord is saying. So, Father, now, as we get ready to close, I speak total divine healing, total divine restoration to come into these people's lives. As they are watching me right now, I speak total healing and total restoration to come now. Woman, be healed. Man, be healed. Be made whole. Boy, be healed. Girl, be healed. Anybody that's lost, I speak right now, total salvation. Hallelujah. Anybody that's missing, I speak right now that they will be found, and we speak life more abundantly will come upon you now in the name of the Lord. There's somebody that, thank you, Holy Ghost, the Lord is healing you from carpal tunnel. It's like you've been having issues with your wrists and issues in your hand, joint pains. God is healing you right now. I got to go, but God is healing you right now from joint pain, even in your knees, the swelling around your ankles. The hips right now, be healed right now, woman. Be healed right now, man. The bad menstrual cycles, I command it now to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Listen, I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. I love you. I thank God for you. Watch this. God is up to something great. I am Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of Blue Fire, where the fire of God resides. And everything you need is at the prophet's table. And I thank God for you tuning in. Please swipe, share, and invite. Do watch parties. Do replays. Let somebody know that the divine healing is here. It's not on the way. It's here. I love you. And may the grace of God continue to work in your life. Shalom, beloved. Peace out. I love you.
I think that we're probably going to need to go back to your page. I think what's happening is we're getting people, more people, but they don't know you.
Gotcha.
And we're going into, I mean, that's good that we're experiencing new people.
Right.
But the people that, some of the people need prayer for myself and kidneys and family. So Stacey Parham, you know her?
The name sounds familiar.
But
where it came from?
Oh, Facebook.
She put it in the comment section?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Must have been one of my watch parties.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, Stacey Parham?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't look her up on Facebook. And she requested for what?
Her kidney.
Her kidneys?
Not one of them.
Stacey Parham. You see her picture? She's sitting in the car?
I screenshotted it alone.
Okay.
1 second, I screenshotted it.
Mm-hmm.
She's on a pulpit. It's Stacey.
Uh-huh.
And then it's Tar Ham.
Okay.
Ham. You want me to send it to
you? She got white on.
I believe it.
Yeah. She's behind the pulpit.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Stacey. We speak total healing, total divine healing in her kidneys, Father. We thank you right now. Father, I release the blue fire, the fire of purification to her now. I command her body to line up the word of God. I even stand in agreement for her family now. I command your family to line up with the word of God. You thou may hold be healed right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them now. And I pray right now that the windows of heaven, the warehouse of heaven will be opened up on their behalf. Kidneys, I speak to you now. Line up with the word of God. Be thou made whole, be healed now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you now. Rabbi Kashanda, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed and line up with the word. Windows of heaven, pour out the new kidneys now. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God.
I'm
going to
deal with that.
Yeah, no, that's
no,
that was for you.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled him.
Same thing, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's good,
God. Love
it, man.
Yeah, too many of a friend of mine, so I don't know how she got it.
She was in one of my.
Oh, okay. Well, I sent her that message. You know, they got that recording thing on Facebook where you can have a messenger. So. Usually, I would send people a private prayer.
Okay.
Oh!
That chair will do it for you.
It will.
Yeah, that's the
thing. And I kept looking. I said, look like I was standing up. Maybe I should just go ahead and stand up.
That's when you're young, that's what happens.
You better believe that.
Let him go.
How you doing, man? All right. All right. Okay. God bless you.
I want you to. Go back in so we can let you get this back up to make sure
you do one. Have you started writing your book yet, sir?
No, sir. I am writing.
Okay, let's get the writing.
I was in the grocery store and that man walked past me. I said, God, I said, when you going to go ahead and walk in? Because you're your obedience to them. The lady just, and we went, I said, I ain't know they come in. But the power fell, man.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can see that giant sharp as iron.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, and man, she was talking to me about it. I said, all right, now, man.
much. I mean, the lady had to lit up all of them. So she said, I know that was God. Oh, God.
Oh,
okay, I'm trying to find your,
Please, I think
we're
gonna be okay.
Yes. Oh yeah.
That also the color and the what you call them.
Okay. So that's right. Okay. Good. You go and get your microphone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's one or two of them. Of the, oh, how many is it? Whatever.
It's one of them now. Okay.
Thank you. Turn that one on, let me hear it. So.
Yeah, one of them sound hollow.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's gonna sound a little bit of that sound when you say.
I heard you hear it and looked up when I
Mic check.
Turn on, hold on, say it again.
Mic check. Hello.
Hello. That's the one. Okay, let's do the other one.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can y'all minute? God is ready. So the juice trumpet.
I have a meeting with the prophet tomorrow.
Okay. What is the...
She's coming along.
Sure. Okay. Did you just like my post? No, okay, that had to be over. Davina, that's your wife?
That's my wife.
Okay, so then... I don't know why yours not coming up, though.
Come on, here today. Come on.
Twins, Brady.
Oh yeah, I've been posting that.
That's it. Mother
was getting it. I've been posting.
If you can, send me a message.
A message?
Yeah, a message so I can put you. I told you that's what I'm talking about the hood. That left a preaching and praying lady. She was playing an organ.
Possibly the Lord, y'all. She was a Pennsylvania doctor. That was a family. You know who the bird here is?
Mm-hmm.
The bird can't touch her.
What?
Virgin. That was not one of my teachers.
Wow.
Virgin can play that. Burn and Bishop Boston.
Mm-hmm.